From my perspective, I see a situation where fertiliser prices have increased three and a half fold in the last 12 months. There's a serious concern about the season ahead. I suppose last year, while prices went up, there was a certain amount of stock in reserve from the previous season. And I think next year we could be in an even more grave situation as regards it. I suppose the bottom line with fertiliser is a factor of food production, if you like, and if there's a limitations on fertiliser, there will be a limitation on the production, and I think that's what we're looking at. And I suppose at one level that'll lead to increased food costs, but increased food costs of themselves will lead to famine in parts of the world where they spend the most of their income on food. So I think the reality of the connection between fertiliser and food security is very real and needs to be addressed.
But what should be in a fertiliser strategy? What difference would it make if there was one?
Well, there's anti-dumping charges that are applied against fertilisers coming into Europe from outside of Europe. And I think they have to be removed because the European industry can't supply the level of fertiliser that's required at the moment. And also, I think we have to look at a scenario where we either source alternative supplies of gas, which is a key component of the fertiliser, or alternative supplies of fertiliser itself from third countries. So I think that's what the EU really has to look at, what it can do in that regard. I suppose in the longer term, we would look at the idea where we're looking to transition away from as much dependency on synthetic fertilisers. In Ireland, we've been doing a lot of work over a number of years, even before this happened, about the idea of transitioning over to a greater use of clovers and organic fertilisers of that nature. But that will take time, and that won't happen in a year or two. In 4 or 5 years' time, I would say that could be a real possibility. But in the coming season or coming two seasons, I think we need to have a strategy in place to ensure that the fertilisers that we depend on are available and that it doesn't impact on our ability to provide the food supplies that's needed.
Tell me, what are farmers in your constituency saying to you now about the increasing cost of fertilisers?
Well, if you imagine, if the price of a product, which is a key component, probably if you look at the cost base of any agricultural process, a fertiliser is probably one of the top two costs any farmer has. And if it's increased by three and a half fold, 350%, you can't carry that. It has a massive impact. There's no doubt that commodity prices have improved alongside it. But the cost of fertilisers is a big impact, but equally the concern that you can't get them, that they may not be available, is a bigger concern. And I see it with the merchants in the sector as well. They're afraid to go out into the market at the minute to buy fertiliser because they're afraid if the market changes or the price drops that they could be badly exposed to the tune of €200 or €300 a ton if the price was to drop. And that's a risk that they can't take, so therefore they can't go out into the market to secure the supplies. So we really need to have some level of indication from the Commission as to what the strategy is and what security is for people who wish to go into the market to trade in purchasing fertilisers for the year ahead. If that plan is not put in place now in good time, there's no point in it'll be very difficult to do it next spring. There's no point starting this conversation after Christmas. We need to start it now, and we need to have the plan in place well in advance of the coming season.